Trump, monster charged with rape, murder of Marilyn mother should never have been allowed into U.S. by Elizabeth Weibel on June 18, 2024. Former President Donald Trump spoke about a Marilyn mother, Rachel Morin, who was allegedly raped and murdered by a suspect who is an illegal alien. During a rally in Racine, Wisconsin, on Tuesday, Trump spoke about the illegal migrant, Victor Martinez Hernandez, 23, who has been charged with the first-degree murder and first-degree rape of Morin. Law enforcement officials arrested the suspect in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on Friday. Just last week, another Biden migrant was arrested for the savage murder of an innocent American woman, Trump began. You probably all read about it. In Maryland, Rachel Morin, 37 years old, mother of five, beautiful woman. Nice woman, everybody loved her. Trump added that law enforcement officials believe that this animal responsible for Rachel's killing first murdered another young woman in El Salvador. Came from El Salvador, murdered a woman, at least one, Trump added. Then fled across this Joe Biden open border. Just come on in, everybody. We won't even check your name. After coming into the country, the illegal alien then savagely attacked a 9-year-old girl and her mother in a home invasion in Los Angeles, Trump added. And, finally, he's charged with raping and murdering Rachel when she was out for a run, Trump said, adding that her body had been dumped into a drainage ditch. In a Facebook post from June 15, the Tulsa Police Department wrote that Martinez Hernandez was wanted for a crime spree that started in El Salvador and then multiple cities across the United States. Hernandez is wanted in El Salvador for murder. According to reports, he fled to the U.S., the police department wrote. Hernandez then popped up in Los Angeles where he violently assaulted a 9-year-old girl and her mother during a home invasion. Hernandez then made his way to Harford County, Maryland and killed the mother of five, Rachel Morin, while she was walking down a trail. Trump added that this monster should never have been allowed into our country. If I was president, he would never have been able to come in, Trump continued. As Breitbart News has previously reported, roughly 2,000 Americans are killed each year by illegal aliens. In 2023, 11-year-old Aiden Clark was ejected from a school bus when a 35-year-old illegal alien driving a Honda Odyssey minivan hit the school bus, causing it to flip. Another instance in 2023 occurred when Nerfaro Gilbert, 46, was left to burn to death in her vehicle after a deadly crash occurred with Juan Leonardo Parra Altamirano, 33. Altamirano reportedly fled the scene instead of staying to assist Gilbert. Lacan Riley, a nursing student from Augusta University, was brutally beaten to death on February 22, 2024, by an illegal alien from Venezuela. Jose Antonio Ibarra, 26, was indicted in May on 10 counts of murder, kidnapping, and assault with intent to rape.